Morning, HoustonFloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Mike Gallman, the president of Mohawk Group. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Thanks for having me on this morning.
I want to talk to you about your waterways project. We'll get to that in just a minute. First, though, just real quick introductions. You are, like I said, president of Mohawk's commercial business, and you've been there 10 years. You spent 13 years at Blue Ridge and 21 years at Shaw. So you've got a lot of experience on the commercial side of the business, right?
Way more than I would have thought I would have had when I began this journey.
Okay. Before we get into this waterways, let me just ask you, how's business?
Actually, Kemp, surprisingly, our business is very good. A lot of the country, obviously, is opening back up. I would not say we're totally back to normal, but our business has surprised us this year and how well it has taken off, particularly our hard surface and carpet tile businesses. It's our Broadland business, which is heavily tied to the hospitality business, is not where we would like it to be, and that's one of the sectors that is still lagging from getting back to normal.
Yeah. What are the sectors that are performing the best?
Our EdGov, our healthcare, our senior living sectors are all doing extremely well.
Okay.
And just the general market out in the non-metro areas have held up better and has started out the year very strong.
Okay. So do you think 22 will be back to like 19 levels, hopefully?
I would say optimistically, we believe 22 will be better than 19 in our business.
Okay. Tell us about this waterways project.
Well, we're excited about it. As you know, for several years, we've been focusing on biodiversity, nature, fractal zones. And we latched on to really this concept because we started with an innovation in our R&D team, making a patent-pending process called Color Pulse. And Color Pulse basically replicates the space-dyed yarn look that's done, obviously, by wet dye processing. But this is done with solution dyeing, so there's no water use. And it got us thinking about water and rivers in general. And then the design team started digging deeper, and everything really ties back to the river system. We use them to grow our economy. They've evolved as society has followed those. It's a foundation for culture. I mean, you go back to Mohawk's original founding as a company was in the Mohawk River Valley, where we used the water from the river to actually run the first looms in the plant. So it all kind of ties together.
All right, interesting. And so one of the things that you're putting emphasis on is the fact that you're creating carpet today that actually uses very little water, right?
Exactly. And the Color Pulse system uses no water to create that dyed, space dye look, which is a really phenomenal technical breakthrough for our R&D group.
Yeah. All right. And you're taking, it's a big like motorhome luxury trailer-like thing that you're pulling behind a tractor trailer, and you're going to see 20 cities, right?
Yeah, it's a little over 20. I think actually about 26 cities. Our first city was last week in Phoenix. We were in Orange County yesterday, LA today, and we end in Miami on November the 12th. So quite a journey across the U.S.
All right, and you're inviting primarily it's A&D, right?
Primarily A&D, yes. And we will have some end-use customers as well, and some boring contractor partners would be there, but primarily it will be the A&D community.
And there's a tie-in, there's kind of a tie-in with a post-COVID health and safety aspect too, right?
Yes, we'll have a full safety protocol. We'll be providing masks, hand sanitizer. We will use a sanitizing system within the actual mobile vehicle, and that will be done hourly in between customer visits. So all the safety protocols are in place.
And you've got a tie-in with the Material Bank as well, right?
Material Bank, they're co-hosting this with us. We'll have the ability for our customers to order a package of samples, which is a curated package based on what's being shown in the vehicle, right there in the van itself or in the mobile showroom on a Material Bank. We'll have it out to them that night.
I see. So some of the people who aren't connected with them can start a relationship with this.
Yes, they can sign up for Material Bank.
You've also said that there's a tie-in with the Water Keepers Alliance. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the Water Keepers Alliance is an organization. It's a nonprofit that has 350 different local grassroots organizations around the world. They're in 46 countries, and they're protecting 2.8 million square miles of waterways. And we've aligned with them on this. We're also doing a lot of community events where we will lead a cleanup. Our first one actually is August the 6th in Rome, Georgia, on the Coosa River. And all of our customers during the events can sign up to be part of the Waterkeepers Alliance and make donations or volunteer for one of these events that we'll be having around the country.
All right, very interesting. And Mohawk's in the business of, you know, showcasing products. There's some products that you've developed that kind of fit in with the theme as well, right?
Yes. What we basically do was study the different zones of the rivers. Yeah. And we've done a collection on cross current. We've introduced a collection called Data Tide, which again studies the different areas like where a river ends or where a river begins, the different estuaries that go through that. So pretty exciting design concept that the creative team has put together and interpreted into some really, really beautiful product.
All right. That sounds like an interesting exhibit. I appreciate you telling our listeners about it. Again, been talking to Mike Gallman, the president of the Mohawk Group, about Mohawk's waterways project, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.